Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser, hanging with you guys on this Friday. Been a fun show. Show's been going by fast, and all we have left to do is give out a bunch of bets. So make sure you stick around for that. College football, college hoops, NFL, it's all coming up all the way till the end of the program at 7 o'clock Eastern time. But first, want to let everybody know, you're going to be betting college football this weekend, right? Well, how about you take advantage of this promotion from our friends at BetMGM? No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up on your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. All right, make sure you take advantage of that because our guy PJ Glasser is about to be giving out some winners with some of these G5 conference title games that we have getting underway tonight. But before we get to the bets, Jake, lay down that college football music, baby. Give us that fight song as we celebrate conference championship week. Yeah. Baby, we have 9 conference championship games over the next couple of days. Mike Brown, please throw up the beautiful slate that you put together for conference championship Friday and Saturday. Now, these are the marquee games that have the playoff implications involved. Of course, you got Troy and JMU in the Sun Belt, North Texas Tulane in the American. I cannot wait to see the Big 12 title game, the sweat that will be out there for Notre Dame and Miami fans between BYU and Texas, Georgia, Bama in the SEC title game, Duke, Virginia in the ACC, and then the granddaddy of them all in the Big 10, number 2 Indiana versus number 1 Ohio State. We will get to all those games, but we have some more games that did not make the slate, but they are conference title games. So, PJ, let's start off with a couple of big ones before we get to the Mountain West Conference USA and the MAC. And we'll start with the American, which is a college football playoff game because the winner is going to punch their ticket to the CFP. Number 24, North Texas, against number 20, Tulane. And looking at the betting market right now, the green wave are getting bet. We are down to 1.5 over at BetMGM. Total is at 67.5. How do you see this one playing out between North Texas and Tulane, winner to the college football playoff?
Yeah, Tulane's starting to take some money, and I agree with it. They were plus 2.5. You can still get them at plus 1.5, like you were saying, Femi. When you bet as much college football as I do, and I think people who bet a lot of any sport, there are certain teams and certain situations that you pick up on, you just don't fade them. I can't tell you how many times I've faded Tulane in this kind of spot. When they're at home in prime time and there's a fishy line and like the road team is favored or maybe they're favored by like a short number and the line is telling you to bet the other side. And I think I've lost all of those bets. I lost earlier this year with Duke in this spot. I lost earlier this year with Northwestern. I've lost in the past. I mean, Tulane at home in these kinds of games, the market like never loves them. It's just a really tough place to play, and they're normally really good at home. And my fear with a team like North Texas is when you get into a championship game and a playoff game, because the winner of this game is going to the CFP, I don't love offensive juggernaut teams that aren't great on defense. You know, when you rely that heavily on offense in a game like this, can you win in multiple ways? You know, can North Texas win a 24-20 game if they need to? I don't think it's going to be that low scoring, but I just think if Tulane can force some turnovers, if their defense can make some stops, it's going to be tough for North Texas to win this game. So I do like Tulane plus the 1.5. But Femi, North Texas's offense is really good, man. Look, if you look at the prop markets, it's crazy with this team. Their quarterback, Drew Mestemaker, his passing yards prop is at 314.5. Their leading receiver, Wyatt Young, 103.5. And their leading running back, Caleb Hawkins, 124.5. So these guys put up points. They put up a ton of yards. They move the ball. They got a great offense. They've been scoring a bunch of points all year. But winner-take-all type game, man, more often than not, we all know defense tends to win these games. And I'm going to go with Tulane at home, plus the 1.5.
There you go. Going with the small home dog, the Tulane Green Wave. So do you anything on the totals? You like Tulane. You would still bet it at plus 1.5 or even on the money line at even money. But anything on the total, which is a rather high, 67.5. But like you mentioned, North Texas, they play those kinds of games.
They do. Yeah, and it's actually gone up. It was at like 65.5. It's gone. It's yeah, moved up in the last couple hours. So people are betting that over. I'm staying away. You know, I'm not gonna bet it. My hope is that maybe it's like a slow starting first quarter for both of these teams, and maybe you get like a lower total, you know, something in the mid 50s, and maybe you bet a live over or something like that. But no, nothing on the total for me in this game. Just would look at Purdue plus the, or excuse me, Tulane plus the 1.5 against North Texas.
All right. I'll rock with you with Tulane because I want something to sweat tonight. So I'll also be on the Tulane Green Wave. PJ's watched these teams a hell of a lot more than I have. So I will be tailing PJ here in the American. Tulane, let's get it done. Let's go ahead and punch our ticket to the CFP. The Sun Belt. We have Troy against number 25, James Madison. Obviously, James Madison hoping to take care of business tonight and then rooting for Duke to pull off the upset against Virginia. And perhaps we get two group of five teams in the college football playoff, but this is a massive point spread. JMU, 24.5 point favorites at home, total 47.5. Do you get involved with a game like this, or do you stay away when you're having to lay that kind of a price?
So one of two games that I did not have a bet in this weekend was this one. Because the point spread is so high, the total is so low, JMU's going to win the game. It would only be Troy for me if I had to play it, just because JMU's got everything to lose in a game like this. The angle that I was considering was a Troy team total over, but it's at 12.5 and it's juiced like minus 145. So everybody's kind of thinking the same thing. I mean, Femi, you got a team from Alabama going up to Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's not warm. I can promise you that. It's going to be high 20s. I think the coldest game Troy has played this year has been like 50 degrees, right? So we like always talk about this stuff with the Miami Dolphins and how they never play well in cold weather. So it's definitely going to have an effect on Troy tonight, going up against the best defense by far in the Sun Belt. Troy's got a good defense too, which is why I think maybe they can hang around in a little bit. JMU's just too good, especially at home. So it's gone from 23.5 to 24.5. The fact that now you can get that key number, the hook, 24.5, and they can lose a game like 31-7, I mean, that definitely would make me lean towards Troy. But Femi, think I'm just going to stay away from this game and just root for JMU, because I got a lot of friends that went there, and I would love for them to be able to see their Dukes in the playoff.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, I think to me, if I had to bet the game, it would be JMU or pass. So I'm just going to pass this game. But I think also a lot of people are kind of baking in that the fact that JMU probably needs to impress the committee.
Sure.
Because like if Duke wins, it's not like a guarantee that they would take JMU. Now, we think they would because JMU is ranked and Duke is not ranked. But still, it's not like a guarantee that it would be JMU. So like JMU really has got to put a number on Troy here, which is why we have this big point spread. And that's what everyone has been betting all throughout the week. Open 20.5 now out to 24.5 betting that angle. So I'm going to stay away from this one. Maybe JMU gets down early. We could live bet them at like 17 or something like that. That would be preferred. How about the Mountain West, though, in Boise? Rematch of last year's Mountain West title game. UNLV at Boise State. The Broncos have been taking money all week long. This was 3 earlier in the week. Now I see it as high as 6. BetMGM has 5.5, total 59.5. Can you stomach it with UNLV on the road in the cold, or do we see a repeat of last year?
So this is the other game that I didn't have a bet on. But now that, Femi, you say there are some sixes out there, I might take a stab with UNLV. They've been a good team on the road this season. The only place where they have lost on the road was on the blue turf at Boise. That was like a 56-31 game. So their defense got shredded, which I think helps them in this kind of game. Boise's offense has not been great here down the stretch as of late. And look, Dan Mullins, I mean, he's just a really good coach. And as you would expect with the UNLV team in his first year, they've just gotten better and better as they've gone along. The big fear is what happened last year, because I liked UNLV a lot in this game last year against Genty and Boise, but the cold really affected them. I mean, you're talking about a team from Las Vegas going to Boise. 100%, Femi.
We're not built for it, dog.
No, no.
So
it's a different breed up there. But yeah, I think this could be a close game for sure. Boise hasn't been as good as I thought they would be, and I think a lot of people thought they would be. We knew they were going to miss Genty, but their offense at times hasn't been very good. They've also been like a funny team this season, you know? Like, they've lost some games you wouldn't expect them to lose. They've blown out some teams where you'd be like, wow, like, that was an impressive performance. You just never really know what you're going to get out at Boise, but Now that we're at 6, I think that I'm leaning towards UNLV plus the points. This is just a spot where I'm trusting Mullen. I like the number, and I think UNLV's rushing attack is going to be able to keep Boise offense off the field and be able to keep this game close.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this game. I don't trust these guys in the cold weather. That's just me. After what I saw last year when they looked cold as hell, it's the Michael Irvin tweet. When we played in that cold weather, we was cold. That's what UNLV looked like. Let's go over to the Conference USA. Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State. Right now, Kennesaw State, a 3-point favorite, total 61.5. I know you have a bet in this game.
Femi, do you know where Kennesaw State is?
No clue whatsoever.
Neither do I, but we're taking a -3 tonight against Jacksonville State. All right, it's in Georgia. They're an unbelievable.
Learn something new every day.
They're an unbelievable story this year. It's their first year of FBS football. They were picked like preseason to be second to last in the conference. Nobody knew what to expect. They have lost one conference game this season, and believe it or not, it was to Jacksonville State on the road. So now they get to go back to the scene of the crime where they lost their only game in conference play. They lost the turnover battle 4-0 in that regular season matchup. Their quarterback threw 4 interceptions. Kennesaw's better. They know they're better. The line's telling you that they're better, and they've been the best team in that league all year. It's a big if, but if they take care of the football, they should win and they should cover. So that is my favorite bet of the week. We all know it's tough to beat a team 2 times, and the first meeting when the team who is probably not as good won, usually like back in that other team, the better team in the second game. So I think Kennesaw gets it done, man. Year 1 in Conference USA, I think they're walking out of there with the championship.
Best bet for PJ Glasser, rocking with Kennesaw State. How about in the MAC real quick here? Miami of Ohio, Western Michigan. This will be tomorrow morning over at Ford Field. The Broncos, 1.5-point favorites, total 43.5.
Yeah, I'm on Miami of Ohio. Chuck Martin, their head coach, has been there for about 14 years. He's one of the best in the MAC. Femi, they didn't have a single starter return on offense for this season, and now they're in the MAC title game. They've just gotten better and better, and I think they're the better team, and I think the line is telling you that. So I like Miami of Ohio.
All right, those are your group of 5 conference title games. On the other side, the ACC. the SEC, the Big 12, and the Big 10, which has the two top teams in the country. It's coming at you next year on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.